Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
Welcome. You are listening to Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works. I'm Kerry Lutz. This is our first show. Mike, I think you should tell us something about yourself, who you are, and just how you got into this.
I was working a regular job, working a 9-to-5, just like a lot of you out there, and I knew there had to be a better way. So, believe it or not, I did my very first real estate investment. I more than doubled my money on my very first property using just one of the techniques that I actually show you how to do, and I was instantly hooked. I've since done hundreds of more transactions, generated millions of dollars, doing exactly what I show you guys how to do.
So that first investment, Mike, that you made, because that's always the most important one, your first one, right? Because if you hadn't succeeded on that one, you might not have gone forward. Tell us how you found that one.
Well, yeah, that's a very good point. You're right. I mean, success is key, right? I mean, when you succeed, it makes you want to do it again and again and learn how to replicate it and duplicate it. But let me tell you about my very first deal. So I was in my office one day. I was online, you know, like a lot of you out there. You know, sometimes you take a little time out of the day to go online.
And so you're online, and what happened?
So I'm online, and all of a sudden I'm on eBay, just a regular old internet site. It's an auction site that a lot of us visit. But I actually stumbled on a property, a house, and it was located in Buffalo, New York. Now, you got to understand, I was in San Jose, California at the time. So arguably one of the best climates in the world.
Well, certainly if you were there in October of 2014 when they got about 8 feet of snow.
That's right. And what happens is when somebody zigs, I zag. So I like to go contrary to what people believe. So people were telling me, Mike, what are you thinking? I know that they were asking $25,000 for a house that was generating $1,000 a month in rental income. And I'm looking at it like, come on, you know, how could this house be $25,000 getting $1,000 a month rental income?
That's almost a 50% cash on cash return, because something that's selling for $25,000, there's no way you're going to get a mortgage on it. Maybe you could do a cash advance on your credit cards if your credit card's good, but pretty much you're going to have to write a check for that property, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, I didn't realize at the time, but that was a niche. That was a specialty niche, meaning the banks weren't willing to lend at that low amount, but there's still people that need to sell houses at that dollar amount. And you got to know, if you are in an area where you're generating a decent monthly income, there's areas out there where you can invest that money and make a huge return on your investment. So what happened was, I seen this property in Buffalo, New York. He was asking $25,000. I did the only homework I knew how to do. I called him. I asked him questions. You know, I wanted more information because it just seemed impossible to me. Well, he seemed like a genuine guy. I was talking to him. I heard his kids in the background. You know, I was talking to him at home. I said, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I did it. I purchased the property. I came back home to San Jose, California, and in less than a week, using just one of the techniques I teach you guys how to do, I was able to make a $20,000 profit on my $25,000 investment.
Oh, that's crazy. And hey, what's your website, by the way, Mike?
Well, if you go to Teach Me Mike, that's my passion. I love teaching people. You know, once you've done this hundreds of times, I get a positive feeling by passing it forward, by showing other people exactly how I was once struggling, how I was once working a regular 9-to-5 job, and how I found my answer. And I've perfected over the last 12 years. So I've spent the last 12 years perfecting this process so that way I can pass it forward to others.
All right. So teachmemike.com. And it would be a great story if it just ended there, but it didn't end there, did it?
Not at all. So what happened, you know, I was a little more than curious now. You know, I always had a passion. I always thought I wanted to get into real estate, but I knew that living in San Jose, California, you know, you'd buy a, you know, if you could imagine a matchbook, you know, that size piece of land would have cost me $200,000 at the time.
Yeah, you have a cap rate of about 3% on A properties and you have a cap rate of about 5% on C properties. No exaggeration, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, houses that you or I wouldn't even consider living in were $300,000 at the time.
Right. So what happens next?
So what happened was, as soon as I sold that first property, tying up only $25,000, less than a week later, cashing out $45,000, I immediately called the guy right back. And I said, listen, do you have any more properties? He said, yes, I have more properties. I said, well, this time I actually want to travel to Buffalo, New York. I want to come out there. I want to buy multiple properties. I'd never been to Buffalo. I mean, I'm not even sure I ever heard of Buffalo. I mean, I knew there was the Buffalo Bills, but other than that, I just knew that I made $20,000 on one transaction, and I knew how hard I would have had to work to generate that exact same income at a regular job.
Yeah, well, I used to have an office in Buffalo once upon a time when I was in legal printing, and it was the kind of place that I always felt real happy to return home from. It made me know how good that I had it. So you shuffled off to Buffalo, and what happened next?
I grew to love Buffalo. And you know, a lot of you guys are thinking, are you crazy? But I'm telling you, I love when somebody tells me it's a negative market. Or, you know, I do this all over the country now, but I absolutely love it when people tell me, you can't make money there. And I say, listen, I did it in Buffalo, New York. But, you know, let's get back to the story. So what happened was I called the gentleman up. He said, yeah, I have more properties. I said, listen, I'm off on Wednesdays and Thursdays. I'm going to take the Tuesday night flight. I'm going to be in Buffalo, New York, and I want to look at properties. I'm going to buy at least two or three from you.
So you go out there and you look at properties and you buy some more, right?
That's right. So at the so I bought three more. Because I had the ultimate confidence now. Because remember, I bought that first property for $25,000, sold it for $45,000. It took me less than a week to do it. It was already rented. The gentleman had property management in place. Now, you got to know, I knew nothing about real estate at the time. This was before I did hundreds of transactions. But I had the desire. And you know what? That's what it takes a lot of the time, is the desire. I knew there had to be a better way than just working a regular job. So I bought three more properties. I bought some of them in the teens. I bought some of them in the 20s. And you know what? I didn't really even know what to resell them for. So what I did is I just doubled the price that I paid. I came home, used just one of the techniques that I teach you guys how to do, and I sold all three of them immediately for double the price.
And it didn't cost you a fortune to sell them either. Were there brokers involved, real estate professionals trying to drain you?
Well, this was before I was an expert at cutting out all the middlemen. That's what I love to do now, is I love to cut out all the middlemen. But I figured, I'll tell you, I spent less than $200 to sell all three of the properties. And this was just basic marketing. This was when I first started about 12 years ago. And I was no expert in real estate, but what I did know is that I had the message to market, meaning in San Jose, California, people couldn't fathom paying less than $200,000 for an investment property. So here a guy comes along telling them, hey, for less than $50,000, I'll give you a place that's rented. You see, I was just simply bringing something from a depressed market into a market that was thriving. That's all I did.
Or from an underpriced market, selling it into an overpriced market, right?
That's actually a much better way to put it. You know, if you look at even now, you know, Buffalo is not one of these areas where they experience massive growth, massive decline, huge uprises, massive crashes. They've been slow and steady. You know, they have that saying, slow and steady wins the race. That's exactly how I feel about Buffalo, because to this day, I just purchased more properties in Buffalo. I'm about to get deeds on even more properties in Buffalo. So even 12 years later, millions of dollars generated, hundreds of transactions, I still personally see the value there. And that's just one of the markets I teach you guys.
So you got rid of these three properties, you doubled your money, and the story doesn't end there, does it?
Not at all. So now I have four deals under my belt. Now I'm feeling, you know, a little bit more confident. I'm pretty excited about this real estate thing, knowing that I just generated probably half a year's worth of income in such a short amount of time, knowing nothing.
And your bankroll is up to how much now?
So now I have six figures that I'm working with just in profit. So now I feel like, okay, I have over six figures just in profit that I generated in a short amount of time. So what I did is I called that same gentleman back. And I said, hello, you know, I just wanted to give you a call. You know, do you have even more properties? He said, listen, you know, I actually have 42 properties. And I've been doing this 20 years. I said, listen, instead of buying more property from you, I want to buy into your company. I want to be partners with you. You know, he kind of laughed at me. He said, you know, he even chuckled. He said, you know, what do I need you for? You know, what are you going to do? You know, I've been doing this 20 years. I mean, you know, I think I was about 25, 26 at the time. You know, he kind of laughed at me. He said, what do I need? I said, well, hang on a second. You might have been doing this for 20 years, but you sold me each one of these properties for X amount of money. I literally doubled that money and I resold them. He said, what did you do? I said, yeah, that's exactly right. I with no experience, just doubled my... And it wasn't like it was brain surgery. It wasn't like I you know, recreated the wheel. I just used just one very simple technique and resold them immediately. He said, yeah, sure. You want to be partners with me? Not a problem, you know, but you need to move to Buffalo, New York.
So his company was held for ransom, the price of which was moving to Buffalo, huh?
He said, you know, Mike, I'm not interested in being partners with you. For you to just sit back in, you know, San Jose, California, where you're at. And he said, no, you want to be my partner. You know, we're going to get into the thick of it together. I'm going to show you what I've learned in the last 20 years. And you know what? You want to be partners? That's the commitment. I love that you're willing to invest your cash. But I'm more interested that if you want to be my partner, you're going to invest in moving to Buffalo.
So in other words, not just put your money where your mouth is, put your body where your mouth is too, huh?
That's exactly right. And you know what? I was so confident. I said, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to move there.
Yeah. And your job wasn't just you weren't flipping burgers there. You had a real career. You were making decent money.
That's, you know, I was making well into the six figures. So everybody, the owner of the company, my own mother said, Mike, what are you, you're crazy. This is ridiculous. You know, how are you going to pick up? You got to wonder, you know, she was my girlfriend at the time. You know, me and my wife have been together 17 years now. We have two wonderful kids. My wife included, you know, she was my girlfriend at the time. She said, are you sure you want to quit such a great job that you have? And you're asking me to move with you to Buffalo, New York? And I said, well, honey, let me just show you exactly what I've done. You know, let's go through this together. And she said, you know what? I'm in. Let's go.
Either you are the best salesman in the world and have Svengali-like properties, or you were really onto something. And I know you. I don't think you're quite the Svengali, so you must have been onto something.
And that's exactly right. I was so confident in the fact that you could take a real estate market that's so far under market value and resell it in markets that are so far overpriced, overvalue. Because there's lots of, you know, there's more millionaires made investing in real estate than any other way. And I knew that from the time I was a kid, so I always dreamed of getting into real estate. But I knew that living in San Jose, living in Los Angeles, you know, living in these big markets, it just would not be possible for me to start out and actually be able to invest in real estate. So I believed, and it was the best decision I've ever made, because I joined that company. We sold out every one of those properties in 9 months. The gentleman was in his 40s. He was able to retire. And I was able to now take his 20 years of knowledge, his 20 years that he learned this business, and having him mentor me, it was worth more than my entire investment in the company. You know, I tell people this all the time. If I could go back in time 12 years and mentor myself with the knowledge I have today, I would literally pay myself $1 million. If I could just go back in time to the 12 years younger Mike Gazzola and show him exactly what I know today, that would have propelled me light years ahead. Although I've done hundreds of transactions and generated millions of dollars in this business, have a seven-figure retirement account, my kids' education is paid for the rest of their lives, and they're very young. all through investing in real estate and how you can do it tax-free. That's just another specialty I've picked up in this last 12 years.
Amazing. So, Mike, how much longer did you stay in Buffalo for?
So what I did is, you know, because he propelled me so much further in my real estate investing career, I stayed in Buffalo only 2 years. And the amazing thing was, after those 2 years of living in Buffalo, I was able to go back to Southern California, where I'm originally from, build a 4,500 square foot house. You know, I'm in my 20s living amongst doctors and lawyers, all based on, people say, you know, Mike, you know, they'd look at me like, you know, is this your parents' house? You know, what are you doing in a Southern California up in the hills in a 4,500 square? I say, well, I'm a real estate investor. They're looking at me like, what could this guy know? Well, what they didn't know is I already flipped 100 houses at that time. And I generated as much money that I can compete with doctors and lawyers and entrepreneurs that worked 40 years to be in the exact same position I was in at the time.
If you want to find out more about it, learn the secrets, where's the best place to go, Mike?
TeachMeMike.com. I show you what I've actually done, what I'm currently doing here in 2015. And what I love more than anything is showing you guys how you can do it.
Yep. So if you want to figure out a way out of the rat race and you want to find out more about how Mike has done it, go to TeachMeMike.com and you'll learn more about it and figure out your way out of the rat race. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, too.
To get started now, go to TeachMeMike.com.